For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Nina, glad you could make it for this today.
Hey, guys, let's hope I don't regret this.
It's the worst that could happen, Nina. Be real.
Really? You mean besides embarrassment, humiliation,
yeah.
Things like that?
I should have... I should have figured you've heard the segment before, so that's really a stupid thing to say.
Yeah, I have.
Looking at your email, it says you know Damien from church. That's right.
That's a great sign.
Yes, he's probably
Nina,
a good dude.
Hopefully.
Yeah, well, he is. He's a great guy, and we met in Bible study, and he's also friends with a few of my neighbors. I've seen him around.
Hey.
So I know what he's like. He's not crazy or anything.
Good.
Right.
So that's why I'm reaching out. I really think there's got to be some kind of misunderstanding here. I don't know how else to describe what's going on, but it's really unlike him. He just disappeared, and I'm kind of worried.
Okay.
Right.
Just so we're all on the same page, can you fill in some blanks, some details for us? Like, how close are the two of you?
Yeah.
Had you been heading towards a relationship for, like, a while, or are we talking early days, early stages, or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a little tough to explain. We're definitely not strangers. I never thought of him, like, as a potential boyfriend or anything until, you know, recently. We didn't do a lot of flirting with each other or anything, but he was always really kind and pleasant. And then one day... He just asked me out on a date out of the blue. It was a bit taken back, but I thought, hey, that makes sense. Let's see where this goes.
Maybe he was trying to flirt with you.
Could have been. Well, how did it go? How did the date go?
I got to tell you, it was one of the best dates I've been on in years.
How cool. Really
was. We didn't do anything crazy or anything, but it was just so easy. It's just so easy being with him. That seems bad, but it just worked. It was so comfortable. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right.
But looking back, Nina, do you think maybe that was a little one-sided?
Yeah.
Like, maybe he didn't feel that level of ease or comfort?
No, I don't think that at all. I don't think that. After the date, we pretty much started texting all the time. I was pretty excited, like, to the point I thought it was definitely going someplace.
And then what? Everything just kind of stopped or?
Yeah. It's like, basically, you know what happened? He just disappeared.
Mm.
So I'm thinking to myself, did I offend him somehow or... we didn't fight. He just kind of stopped responding. I'm in the dark about the whole thing.
Well, I'm guessing you thought this over like a few times. So, like, what are your suspicions here? Do you think it's like church drama or something you're both wrapped up in?
No, not church drama. I don't think so.
No?
I don't know where you all go to church, but we're pretty vanilla type groups here.
Okay.
I'm kind of hoping, like, he dropped his phone in the toilet and doesn't have my number ready.
Don't hope for that. We've got to get him on the phone.
Oh, yeah, that would make this very difficult.
Yeah, Nina. We'll see if we can't line him up and talk this out. That's coming up next with Frito and Katie right around 7:20.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Nina and Damien met a Bible study.
They did. Feel bad that I said church drama, but it's
no,
real.
No, no. I was about to say.
Yeah.
She poo-pooed it. She said, oh, we're a vanilla group. That means they are hella dramatic.
Dude, I've been.
That's exactly what that means. I've been in that church group.
I
know exactly what that's code for.
It's part of the package.
I didn't think that had anything to do with this until right now, but hey, let's get Damien on the phone and find out for real. Hey, is this Damien?
Yeah, who's this? The number showed up as like spam likely.
Yeah, it does that.
It does.
We're Frito and Katie from Y100, the country station in town. What's going on?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. So the radio station shows up as spam?
Yeah. Long story, but you can always add us as a contact on your phone.
Yeah, maybe you should, right? Like, because we're calling you with a prize.
Yes, we are. It's what we do. It's a free date package. You'll get to basically pick like whatever you want to do, man. At wherever you want to go, and it's free because we're just going to pay for everything.
Oh, all right. Nice.
Potentially.
Yeah. Don't celebrate too early there, Damien, because we will actually get to pick the woman you go out with. Coincidentally, it is the person who entered you for the prize. Do you know a Nina?
Yeah.
You've been out with her several times, maybe, in your Bible study group, I think?
We hope.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow.
Okay. So, all right.
Mild recognition?
Clearly,
maybe.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. Like, so if you're saying that I'd have to go on a date with her, I mean, that's going to cause some problems for me.
Can we ask what kind of problems?
Yeah, my friends just are not really happy with her. Like, long story short, she's been causing a lot of problems. And, you know, there's a lot to this. I've just been trying to stay out of it.
Yeah, no, we've got time, man. Like, do you want to go into detail?
Spill.
Like, we're going to have to obviously catch up with her later. So, you know.
Man, okay. How do I say this? She's like keeping like a cat colony.
Yeah, sure.
A cat. Okay. She has multiple cats.
Right.
You don't like cats.
No, that's not what I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I see how that came up, but this is okay. I don't think it'd be a big deal if she had a few house cats, but like these aren't her cats. They're like, it's like a pack of wild cats that she's just kind of managing.
What does that mean? Like, how do you manage cats? Manage cats. Yeah.
I'll tell you what it means. I manage cats. I feed them.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Is that Nina?
Yeah, she's on the phone. So I want to get my head around this. How many neighborhood cats are we talking about?
Yeah, when you say colony.
Yeah.
Well, I lost count a while back. They live in this maintenance shed I got in the back of me.
Okay.
And I don't know, maybe 20.
20? Wow. Holy cow.
20.
20?
She goes back there every day and feeds and waters this army of cats, right? Like, I first heard of it, I'm thinking, oh, this is wild, right? So I tell one of my friends, and apparently this solves a huge mystery for them.
Right.
Everyone in the neighborhood was trying to figure out whether suddenly dealing with some, like, this cat explosion.
That makes sense.
What do you mean everyone was wondering? I haven't heard about all this.
Well,
who's everyone?
Turns out it's a huge problem for people, right? They're finding litters of kittens under houses, under cars.
Ooh.
The cats come into the yards and harass their pets. They've got to get animal control involved. They've attacked dogs.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Attacked dogs.
Yeah. Sheena's basically got invasive species taking over this whole dang neighborhood, and she doesn't see this as any sort of problem.
Well, I mean, they're a bunch of babies. I'm sorry they're so triggered by nature. I mean, it's just a few cats.
Well,
really?
Nina, that's more than a few cats.
20 cats is more than a
few.
That's
just 20.
Yeah, and you're encouraging them to stick around. Like, unless you actually want to, like, take them in and, like, actually care for them, like, this isn't something you
right,
should be doing.
Right, they're just cats. They need food and water. And what's it to you? If I decide the reason they don't starve, should I let them starve?
They're wild animals. Like, they'll figure it out. I mean, you're just throwing gas on a fire, and it's affecting your neighbors. It's literally affecting those around you. And, like, there's no way I can go out with her and save face. Like, not unless she agrees to stop this.
Wow.
Unless I agree to stop what? Feeding cats? So I'm just supposed to sit and let them die? All you property values don't go down? Am I getting that right?
No, you're being ridiculous. Cats are natural hunters. They'll figure it out. You're just causing, like, legitimate problems for the people and animals in the area, and you don't seem to care.
And you know what? You're being unreasonable. Thanks for letting me know the neighbors are apparently. Honestly, them.
Wow.
What would Jesus do?
Wait,
if it's a choice between a bunch of people with nice climate-controlled homes and plenty of food on the table, or a bunch of helpless animals who don't have anyone in this world to help them and actually have people trying to hurt them, kill them, or maim them. I'm choosing the cats. Without question, I am choosing the cats.
Okay.
Your friends suck. No good person would put you in that position asking me to stop. You know what? I'm not going to date you until you get better friends. How does that sound?
Okay.
So a no.
Right.
A no on the date, then.
Is that correct?
My friends have been around a heck of a lot longer than you, so...
Yeah. And I'm a kind of monster, so I'm going to jet off.
And with you as well, Nina. Thank you. All right.
Vanilla. Please remember, Nina described herself as vanilla.
Thanks, Damien. We appreciate it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.